Lorenzo Carter, who, by the way, went to Georgia, not Clemson. And I know you guys can't wait to kill Kenny.
It was wrong on the card. Dude.
It was wrong on the CAD?
Wow.
Who wrote the card?
Not our.
No, it wasn't from you guys. It was
wasn't
a separately
us.
Printed card.
Oh, really?
Oh, so the league had it wrong.
Yeah. But at least Candy's got an out.
That's it. That's it. You just gave Candy an out. God. All right, Lorenzo, he's an edge pass rusher. He's a solid run player. Yeah, he's big. He can run. He's been a very good teams player at Georgia, and he's going to give us flexibility. He's going to be an outside player, obviously, and he'll give us pass rush. That's what we know. He'll give us. In addition to he's a pretty darn good run player, and he's got real good teams ability. B.J. Hill is an inside power broker. Okay, defensive tackle. Just like Lorenzo, he's instinctive, he's smart. B.J. is a powerful, tough son of a gun. And he, in a three-point, sometimes these defensive linemen, on the college level, you'll see him in these three-point stances, then you see him in the four-point frog stance. Okay, in the four-point frog stance, they're not going to get any pass rush. But when his hand's in the dirt in a three-point, he showed the ability to get upfield, flip his hips, and track the guy down. So we're really very pleased. We, again, got both those guys had second-round value for us. So we're very pleased about it.
Yeah, I don't have much to add. With Lorenzo, he can really run. He's got length. As Dave mentioned, he's a pass rusher, but yet he did a great job of setting the edge. He played his best football in his biggest games, and, that's really what showed up. And special teams player, so he'll have an immediate impact there. But just a big, long guy that's going to be an edge. You want a couple or three pressure-type players from the edge, and, he'll compete for that spot for us. And then B.J. Hill, he's tough to block. He's good against the run. He's kind of a little bit sneaky getting his pass rush, so we'll get a little pass rush out of him as well. And he played on a really good defensive line. He was very, very productive guy. And I tell you what, when I had him on the phone, I could barely hear him. The people in the background were going absolutely crazy. And he was probably as excited as anyone to get up here and get going. So that's what you're getting in those guys. Two really good defensive players that we're going to add to the mix, get them out there going, and get them trained up to play on Sunday.
What was it? Getting back to what was said earlier, was this these two guys about value or need?
Again, Russ, the perfect setup is when value meets need. And I'll be honest, we made an attempt to trade up, but we couldn't get anything, and I couldn't get it done. And sometimes patience is a virtue, and it obviously pass rush can come from a lot of different places, but you in the ideal world, you don't need to blitz to get inside pressure. In the ideal world, we feel strongly that B.J. Hill has the ability. He's got things to learn. We're talking the third round here. He's got things to learn, but I like the way he's strong upfield and the ability to flip his hips. If a guy can't flip his hips, he can't rush the passer, unless the guy in front of him falls down.
David, you said you had you tried to trade up for one of these guys.
Yeah.
For Carter.
Yes. We tried, and thank God we didn't have to.
What changed? Because you said like an hour ago you weren't gonna trade up, and you just wanted them to have that badly.
What's that?
You said like an hour ago you weren't gonna try and trade up. So.
That's right, Ryan. You caught me.
No, I'm just curious. Did you want him that badly?
No, Ryan, he's an outside edge pass rusher. We need pass rushers. Every team needs pass rushers. Come on.
Dave, you. you mentioned a couple times you need to run the ball, you need to protect the passer, and you need to rush the
passer. No, it's run the ball, defend the run, rush the passer.
Okay, well, that's what you did with your first three picks. I assume that's not a coincidence, right?
Well, again, I really believe in those three truths. I really do. If running the ball makes your defense better. And there's that old saying that I told you guys, a good team runs when they want to and they run when they have to. Then you get into, you know, if you don't stop the run, you can take your pass rushers and tell them to go home. Because you're not going they're not going to be able to rush the passer in second and three, third and one. It just doesn't work. So that's
as a former coordinator, you know, you've spoken how when you're a coordinator, you're in the room and you're kind of like, get me some guys here. So when you produce two defensive players for your defensive coordinator, do you sense?
No, there was definitely excitement in the room because, you know, we had a consensus between the scouts and the coaches of what we thought of these guys, and we liked them a great deal. So, you know, they were excited that they were available for us to pick. And yeah, it's, you know, when you get we addressed a couple issues. He's probably the counterpart to Will Hernandez, kind of a gritty, tough guy on the inside, on the other side of the line. And he's got, you know, he's got youth, he's got health on his side, he plays extremely hard, and we're excited to have him.
You know, that game inside between those hog mollies, that is a violent, violent workplace. And if those guys aren't tough, you got no chance. You got no chance. And that's what, you know, BJ is a tough kid, just like Will Hernandez is a tough kid. You know, the lack of toughness inside, it's going to catch up to you somewhere along the line. At some point in your season, lack of toughness will catch you.
How do you get him on the field with having snacks in that spot?
Well, ideally, you get a little bit of a rotation there. So they'll roll through it. I think that's what you're seeing now. Whether you play a five on a line front or a lot of times you're in a four-man front, you see a rotation, and that's the best way to play our guys. And so hopefully when we have good candidates to play those positions, we can get a little rotation there. Where it'll keep, you know, keep them all fresher throughout the game and then limit their reps throughout the season so that they can play longer, hopefully into the playoffs. And
all
I think
right,
that's the idea.
Sorry. When I was in Carolina, we had eight guys. Just roll them in and out. And the ability to keep those guys fresh, you know, is really a terrific thing. You know, it's one of those deals where you'd like to keep your starters at around 75%. Your starting defensive line, you like your backups to be good enough where you trust them for 30, 75, take away the 3, 25%. I almost said 35. So, you know, that's the ideal world. You look at what Philly did last year, they're rolling them in and out. And what that does, and the other thing that, you know, kind of the unseen part of it is, you know, you're playing Philadelphia and you're an offensive lineman. You might have seven different guys. You might see seven different guys in a pass rush situation. Those guys better study for those seven different guys, or else they're going to get their fannies beat. It's very, very different. You know, back in the day, you knew when we played Dallas, Larry Allen was at left guard and Keith Hamilton was at right tackle. And they were going to bang away on each other all day long, every game. It's different now. They're rolling them in and out. And you're seeing defensive ends play inside. Look at what we did with Justin in the Super Bowl. And, you know, what Brandon Graham did for the Eagles, you know, this past week. Past Super Bowl. So you've got to understand that the rotation and the ability. Because the other thing you got to think about, you know, John Fox had a statement, which was kind of interesting. He said the biggest mismatch in the world is the hog, you know, the quick deep, you know, the smaller, you know, quicker defensive tackles against the offensive guards. Yeah, that's true. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm 285 and I get this 325-pounder banging on me all day long and I can't get a breath, fourth quarter is going to be owned by the offense.
You guys did a lot of work on Bradley Chubb, obviously. So when you watch him, do you notice B.J. Hill, or do you just notice B.J. Hill on your own? You're doing all this work on Chubb, and hey, wait a second, this guy's pretty good also.
We go through it four times and watch each guy specifically. And, you know, I think the important thing is You want outstanding frontliners at all position, but you have to develop big body depth on both sides of the line. And this is one of those picks when we're talking about BJ specifically. And then you need edge, you need pressure type, edge type guys, you know, because that plays into that third component of getting pressure on the quarterback. Really, you look at the Super Bowl, there was, what, 2,000 yards of offense? And it came down to one pass rush knocking the ball out of Brady's hands, Graham on a guard. So that's where the pass rush thing came.
So a guy like Lorenzo Carter, being 6'5", 250, ran 4.5, but only had 15 career sacks. Is there something, when you guys watched him, you say he's a good pass rusher, that
yeah
correlate, that didn't lead to sacks or something?
He was involved on a team that got a lot of pressure. And even though he didn't get sacks, there was a lot of times where he did get pressure. There are some really dynamic rushes that he put on the quarterback where then he was able to step up or move around or do something. So he's got it in him. I think what you see on tape most of the time, you can tell he could set the edge and turn the run back in. You know, we were joking that it would look to me like, you know, they were going to pull a scholarship if he didn't set the edge. So he set the edge pretty well. But you could see the pass rush ability in really a handful of rushes that were pretty dynamic.
You know, and you know, Jordan, just to answer your question a little bit more, you know, listen, who doesn't want to draft a kid that's got 58,000 sacks, right? Who doesn't? What you have to appreciate is there's unseen production. You know, if he's flying his fanny off the edge and he's creating pressure, sometimes he's, you know, we talked earlier about sometimes you're looking at guys, do they create plays for others? And, you know, you have to look at that. And that's part of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, no, he doesn't have ginormous sack numbers. Not a lot of these guys do. You know, a lot of these kids don't have pass rush plans, pass rush variety, you know, and that's our job to teach them that. But, you know, Lorenzo has great speed off the edge. He's explosive, and we really believe he's going to help be part of that pressure.
Dave, I know you're asking about Flowers on the radio today. Just where do things stand with him?
Well, he's in Miami, and we're here. You know, he decided not to come. He's an adult. Ryan, he's an adult. He has the ability to make decisions on his own. This is a voluntary program, and he's decided to stay in Miami. If you want to know why he's not here, call him. Call him.
He didn't pick up.
Have you called?
He's not picking up, Jordan.
He didn't pick up my phone.
Didn't
try.
Have you individually called each prospect? Just one point of clarification. You said you called Hill and it was so bad. Have you called each guy before
yeah
their name gets
well stressed? The process is, as we're picking them, then we'll
like
make a phone call.
But
and
it's
then,
you, it's not like somebody else.
No, we and I'll start the conversations, then it passes on to Dave and ownership and on down.
Many years ago, a team picked a kid who unfortunately had been killed the night before. And since that day, everybody calls you. Just let me hear you breathe, kid. And then once the caller gets in touch with the kid, you send the pick in. But that's true. That's not an exaggeration.
2 days and four picks in. How do you think you've done?
I'm thrilled. You know, Dave and I were talking leading up to the draft, and you know, I really believe that we were going to get a lot better. And I can tell you, with four picks, we've gotten a lot better. And yeah, you know, that's where we're at, trying to build a team, trying to build a great team. And we've added four young players that are going to be part of that equation. And so I'm excited about that.
Say, Kim, I'm thrilled. I mean, you know, really, Saquon Barkley, Will Hernandez. You know, we talk about running the ball, and I think we got a little better at that. And then Lorenzo and B.J. Hill, we talk about defending the run and rushing the passer. Got better at that. Very pleased.
Do you guys leave here tonight now when you look at your board, walking in tomorrow, believing that there are some guys here that
you know, we'll hang around till it's over at, And then, you know, the scouts, it will hang, you know, we'll look at the board, see where we're at. We're 108. How far down are we?
108.
108. That's right. I gave up the first one for Alec. So we're at 108. So I don't know how many picks down that is, 7, 8, 9, whatever it is. So, you go through the same process when you're so far away. You start bringing everybody in. You look at your horizontal. You talk about the guys that should be in the conversation. And if somebody gets picked, who's the next guy that should be in the conversation? And we've been very blessed. It's you know, to this point where, again, we got a first round, you know, a first rounder in the second round and 2 second rounders in the third round. So I'm not mad.
You guys both talked about the offensive line and defensive line. You referenced Philly. How much better do you guys feel about your lines today versus before the draft started on Thursday?
We are 2 picks better. You know, and that's true. I mean, we've added youth and depth to both of our lines so that initially it becomes competition in the building, which then we can put a better group of guys on the field to compete against Philly and the like.
You know, exactly. We got 2 picks better on the D-line, 1 pick better on the O-line, 2 picks better on the O-line at free agency. You know,